Hey guys, thanks for being a part of the podcast here. If you do want to see the video version of the podcast, head over to YouTube there so you can see me as well as every guest that comes on here, and you can see us live and in action. Today, I want to talk to you about how to start a speech, and we're going to go through five things for you to have an effective opening to your speech. But before we get into that, I want to preface that then the most important part of starting a speech is being comfortable and confident and concise in your opening. No matter what, if you want to use one of these techniques or not, you need to make sure that your opening is very crystal clear and you know exactly what you're going to say in that opening. You don't want to go up there and just wing the opening or try something new or anything like that. You want to have it down packed exactly what you're going to say in the opening of your speech, because that is the most crucial part of your speech. Since people are going to start judging you right then and there, they're going to wonder what it is that you're talking about, and they're going to see who you are and what your character is just from you starting that speech. So the opening of your speech is very important. So let's go ahead and get into the first way that you can open your speech, and that is to start with a question. This is something that, while it seems simple, there are some complexities to this, because you could ask something like, hey, how's everybody's day going? That's not a great question. So when I talk about start with a question, what I mean is to start with a question that sets the tone. It sets what it is that you're going to be speaking about. So if you're going to be speaking about construction and delays in construction, perhaps, and how we can avoid those delays, a question you may ask is, who here has dealt with a delay in a construction project? I guarantee most of you will relate with that, or if you are in the construction space, you will relate with that, or you could relate a little bit, even if you're not in the construction space, with a delayed project, perhaps, or something that was delayed in your life. And so depending on the audience is how you're going to ask that question, and of course, what it is that you're talking about. And so something I like to do with that, so to go on with that, not just ask the question, hey, who here has had a delay in their construction project? I will also mention with that, so, hey, who here has had a delay in their construction project? And hopefully you get a show of hands or some people saying yes or whatever. You say, well, today we're going to speak about how to avoid those delays. And so right there, you've asked a question, you've gotten buy-in from the audience, and now you've told them the direction of your speech. So this is a very effective and very quick way for you to get engagement from the audience and also let them know what it is that we're going to talk about today. Because letting them know at the beginning what we're going to talk about is very important, because it lets them know whether they should tune in or not. The second way that we can open up our speech is with a powerful quote. Now, I want to let you know that this is something that can be a little detrimental depending on the quote that you use or the quote that you try and use. If you use it from a very popular person, such as somebody like maybe John Maxwell or Ed Milet, or some of y'all may not even know who Ed Milet is, but in my world, at least the people I'm around seem to really know Ed Milet and these other people. But let's go with maybe like Gandhi or other people of that nature that are very well known throughout the world. If you're using a quote by them and one that is used repeatedly by a lot of people, if you misquote it, it could go the wrong way. But if you quote it correctly and you get a quote that is related with your speech, and this is important, just like the question, you want to make sure that you have a quote that is related with your speech, because it will set a powerful tone to your speech and help you open that way precisely. And you can use multiple quotes if you want it, just like multiple questions. I like to stick with one question, one quote, but if you wanted to, you could do a couple of questions to have people be thinking about that. But then you could also use a couple of quotes as well to get people thinking on the subject of which you're going to be talking about. And so
similar to the question, the quote, you would do the same thing. You might say one or two quotes, and then you'll go on into that. And how I use this actually recently, I was in front of my church, and I mentioned about how people don't leave the church because of God. People leave the church because of people. And I actually repeated that same quote twice. And then I started talking about that, and I won't go into the details of what I was talking there. But when I said that quote, that was part of the sermon I had, was essentially that people don't leave church because of God. They leave it because of people. And so I started talking about the character of people, what the church is, and things of that nature. But I used that quote to relate with my sermon or relate with my speech. The same thing for you. It could be something on business or life or whatever it may be, but you use a quote that will spring you in to your speech. So number three for us on how to start a speech is to tell an interesting fact or statistic. So similar really to the quote as well. A quote could possibly be a statistical data or could be factual. But you want to have some kind of statistic or fact that maybe as you were doing research for your speech that you learned about and you realize, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. Like, oh, I didn't know about that. And you then bring that up. And just to go back and use the business top of mind, the sermon, one thing that I found out was that the Bible doesn't actually talk about in the New Testament, if you're a Christian, that it doesn't actually say you have to go to church. It gives examples of going to church and attending church and all of this stuff, and church being a building, things of that nature. But it doesn't say you have to go to church X amount of times per week, month, year, whatever. It just gives examples of that. And I mentioned about how the only thing I could come up with was that that was about free will. And that's why there's nothing that says you have to go to church every Sunday or whatever, because God wants us to have free will. And so I used that fact in my sermon. And so it wasn't necessarily in the opening that I used it, but I did use it later on. But I could have used that at the beginning. And that would have been very alarming if I would have said, did you know that you don't have to go to church? The Bible actually doesn't even tell us that. That would have been very eye-opening for a lot of church-going people. It's like, what? You mean, one, you're saying that on the pulpit, and then two, what are you saying there? Like, now I really want to listen in because, well, this is something that's completely different. So you can do this with any kind of fact. Another one being, they say that 70% of statistics are made up. And I just made up that number, right? We've heard that from, I think there's a movie that talks about that and everything. And that's really just a joke. But when you create a statistic or talk about a statistic, and you could really just make it up and make it into a joke as well, but using a fact or a statistic at the beginning of your speech that is alarming, that gets you on point with what you're going to talk about, will really capture the audience's attention. And so the fourth way that we can start a speech is to tell a story. And I love to start a speech with telling a story, but there is a little bit that we need to be careful of, because if your story gets to be too long and you don't get to the punchline, then people get drowned out. It's kind of like when you start telling your life story and this is who I am and what I do and what I'm about and my family and this and that and the other, and you don't get into your speech, people will tune out because now, well, I didn't come here to hear all about Philip. I came here to learn about speaking and communication. So if I came on this podcast and every single episode I talk about me for the first 5 minutes, after a while, you're going to tune me out. And so you want to make sure when you're telling a story that there is a punchline, and there's no, okay, it needs to be 1 minute or 30 seconds or 5 minutes. There's no clear timeline on that. The more engaging that story is, the longer it can go. But if it's less engaging, it needs to be shorter. But at some point, you need to get to a punchline that goes into what you're going to share for the day. So a story is very impactful. It can really draw people in, get them emotional right from the beginning, and get them right where you want them So they're on the edge of their seat, they're listening in, and they're ready to hear your message. So that's probably one of my favorite ways, if I can find a way. It's probably one of the harder ways to start a speech, but it's probably one of the most effective ways because you can create emotion within your audience and get them bought into your speech and who you are right away. Get them laughing, get them sad, or wherever you want them to be at, to be able to really listen into your speech. And so it's probably the most powerful way to start your speech. However, it's probably one of the most tricky ways because you can overdo the story, you can make it too long, and now you've lost your audience. Or if you make it too short and nobody understands the punchline, much like a terrible joke, if they don't understand the joke, it's like, oh, hold on, let me think about it. Oh, like that was funny. No, no, it really wasn't funny, especially if it took me 10 seconds after you finished the joke for me to realize what it is you were saying. So same thing with the story. Want to make sure that it's clear, concise, it draws the emotion, but you get to the punchline and everybody understands what it was and how it related with your speech. And number five here is share a visualization. And I saw a speech one time. It was a Toastmaster speech. I think this guy won. I don't even remember when he won, but it was really cool to see because he essentially acted out. So you could have like actual visualizations, whether it be a presentation, whether it be some kind of prop. Maybe I bring my phone and kind of talk about how the effect that phones have on us, how we can't stop looking at them and we're always wanting to be on them and everything. But if you have some, if you don't have any physical props, what you could do is have your hands, use your hands and stuff like that. And so this Toastmaster that I saw one time, he was talking about, I forget exactly, but he was talking about like how things kill us and stuff. And you saw him, and he actually had a cigarette. So if you don't have one, you can just do the typical like two fingers, you got the cigarette between there and act like you're smoking. You could even, I don't know if you can hear that, if the mic's picking that up, but you can act like you're breathing in or inhaling the smoke at the time or the cigarette and everything when you are doing that and visualize that. And so things of that nature will create this visualization for your audience to not only hear what you're saying, but they'll see what you're saying as well, which is a very impactful way to get people bought in. So if you're talking about the number one, let's just say the number one killer of people right now is smoking. Oh, that feels good. Yeah. But then all of a sudden you die. When are you going to take your last puff before you die? You could have something like that. And so you're showing this visualization with that, or maybe you're running like, hey, you know, I was on this run the other day and you're showing you're running, or this embarrassing moment where I was just outside, I was watching, I was looking around, and then all of a sudden, this was like back in junior high, and this guy just pants me. I don't know, I'm just giving you some things there. So there, I just threw my hands down, like it, simulating that somebody grabbed my shorts and pantsed me at the time. So you could talk about that. Do not pull your shorts down on stage now. But make sure that you're like showing visualizations like that. And as you're doing this, whether it's a story, whether it's just you doing a little visual as you're speaking right at the beginning, this is another powerful way to really get that buy-in, because the more people can see, they can hear, almost feel like they're touching, they're tasting, they're having memories themselves, they're thinking about people because of you imitating smoking, you imitating pantsing somebody, whatever that is, you're going to get them bought into your speech as well. So that's the fifth powerful way. So the five ways you can start a speech: one, start with a question; two, start with a quote; three, talk about a fact or statistic; four, tell a story; and five, start with some kind of visualization. And you can do all of these individually or not. The pro tip, though, is not just to do these individually. It is to take multiple, all of them if you can, whatever that looks like for you. If you're just getting started, you're a beginner, start with one. Start with the question. Start with the quote. Those are easy ones to do. But as you get further in your speaking career, I strongly recommend that you start intertwining these, not just doing one, doing multiple. It could be a question and a quote. It could be a quote and a fact. It can be a story that starts out from a question, or you end with a question on the story. using visualization as you're going through this, but combining all of these or combining multiple into the start of your speech will help make your speech most effective. But just start with one of them. And as you get more comfortable with one and you feel like this one you've kind of mastered, start trying to play with them, because the opening of your speech is so important. It's what draws your audience in to listen to you the rest of the way. And if you want to learn more about speaking in general, please reach out, leave a comment, leave us a review, whatever that looks like, to get in front of us, to let us know what it is that you want to learn more of, because we are here to support you on your public speaking and communication journey.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Speaking Sessions Podcast. If you got anything out of this episode, make sure to leave us a review and share it with a friend. If there's anything you would like to hear on the podcast, please let me know. Shoot me a DM with your question or topic you want me to cover, and I'll make sure to cover it on a future episode. But with that, have a healthy and blessed day.